Support for IPR comes from Corridor Vein Center and Corridor Aesthetics, treatment for varicose veins and spider veins, also providing facial rejuvenation services and treatment for moderate to severe acne. More at Corridor Vein and CorridorAesthetics.com.
Today is Thursday, April 18th. This is Here First from IPR News. I'm Sheila Brummer. A bill is headed to the governor's desk that lawmakers say will help improve reading scores for students across the state. IPR's Grant Gerlach reports the proposal cleared the Iowa Senate yesterday without opposition.
The bill is a scaled-down version of Governor Kim Reynolds' proposal from the start of the session. It puts an emphasis on what is called the science of reading by requiring teacher candidates to take the Massachusetts Foundations of Reading exam. A passing grade is not required to graduate, but colleges must report what share of their students pass or fail. The bill also requires personalized reading plans for students in kindergarten through sixth grade who are below grade level in reading. And if a parent decides to hold a child back because they're behind, the school must agree to it as well. In a statement, Reynolds said the bill gives parents more control over their child's success.
State standards for teaching math, reading, science, and social studies could be up for another overhaul under a bill headed to the governor's desk. The bill calls on the Iowa Department of Education to bring lawmakers' ideas to improve K-12 curriculum and high school graduation requirements. At the same time, it directs the department to start the job of designing new standards for social studies that emphasize U.S. history, civics, and Western civilization. The Iowa Attorney General's office announced an open call for a new sexual assault support service for southeastern Iowa. IPR Zachary Oren-Smith reports.
Attorney General Brenna Byrd announced that more than $400,000 in federal and state funding are up for grabs to an organization that will provide comprehensive sexual assault services in southeastern Iowa. Until recently, the money has funded the work of the Rape Victim Advocacy Program. The 51-year-old program served eight counties, including Johnson County. But the University of Iowa announced at the beginning of this month that it's shuttering the RVAP. The AG's announcement is at odds with the UI's own messaging about the closure. The UI has claimed that the services will be transferred to the Domestic Violence Intervention Program, which serves the same eight-county area. DVIP will have to compete with the other applicants if it hopes to secure this funding.
An Iowa State University study concludes the state of Iowa is offering a successful program model for young people after they leave the foster care system. Professor Carl Weems helped develop this study, which gauges the risk and effects of trauma, along with prevention and interventions.
Community agencies who do this work with the kids directly provide, you know, mentoring and access to different services. We compiled 5 years of that data to look at how they're doing in terms of finishing their education, getting their high school diploma, or going on to college and employment, their general satisfaction with the services.
Weems says young adults who leave foster care are less likely to have a safety net and financial support from family. Weems says most youth in the state's foster care program enroll in the Iowa Aftercare Services Network shortly after they turn 18, and they engage in the program for more than 2.5 years. Former Iowa star Caitlin Clark says the chance to join the Indiana Fever was part of her decision to forego an additional year at Iowa. The Fever made the two-time National Player of the Year the first pick in the draft. Clark was introduced yesterday in Indianapolis during a news conference.
Making an impact on this community, having a lot of fun, enjoying it, interacting with our fans. I think our fans will, come to find, whether they're new or whether they've been Fever fans, how amazing this organization is and how much they care and support women's basketball, and they want to take it to greater heights.
And besides starting her pro career, Clark also hopes to be named to the U.S. team that will compete in the Olympics in Paris. Meanwhile, former Iowa State star Tyrese Halliburton was named to the men's team yesterday. For Here First, I'm Sheila Brummer. For news anytime, go to IPR.org.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.